This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF is provided by contributing listeners and by Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring young professionals, the Fast 15, and networking events, plus other local business news in Northwest Arkansas. The current edition is available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com to register for daily business e-news or for more information. KUAF is also supported by Ben Owens Shelter Insurance Agency, providing auto, home, and life insurance. 582-4990 for more information. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Northwest Technical Institute and Northwest Arkansas Community College construct an agreement which will allow NTI students to transfer credit. Plus, we check in on the owners of the historic Grandview Hotel in Berryville. They reopened the hotel 5 years ago, but the economic recession and illness have taken a financial toll, so we find out what's next. And Terra Studios prepares to celebrate World Labyrinth Day this Saturday. But first, a few other items of note. State officials are preparing for an expected Medicaid shortfall of between $250 and $400 million. In an interview yesterday with Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net, Governor Mike Beebe echoed comments from the Director of Human Services, saying that changes are needed in how and when doctors are paid for services they provide. But Beebe says more will need to be done.
If we can improve what we're doing so that we slow that growth, that's not just removing the entire problem of still having huge Medicaid needs that we don't currently have the revenue to be able to fully fund.
Reduced services still on the table, yes or no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's always an option.
Raising taxes still on the table.
Nobody has come with anything specific about that. Theoretically, it's always an option, but it's not anything that I have planned or that I've heard from the legislature.
Without state funding, officials warn the state could lose up to $900 million in federal matching funds, creating a potential gap of $1.3 billion for Medicaid. 5 tons of potentially harmful prescription drugs are now out of Arkansas homes and will soon be incinerated. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel joined with other law enforcement officials Tuesday to announce that more than 10,000 pounds of unwanted and expired prescription drugs had been collected last week during the state's fourth Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. McDaniel says Arkansas has one of the highest rates of teenagers who abuse prescription drugs.
The number one source of prescription drugs taken for non-medicinal use is from the medicine cabinets of friends and family members. Therefore, it is essential that we eliminate this easy access for abusers to these drugs.
Arkansas Drug Director Fern Fleener says the events have raised awareness about the state's prescription drug abuse problems.
We're making some progress. Our surveys that we conduct throughout the state of Arkansas in the last 3 years, in 27 of the 30 measures that we look at, we're getting a slight decrease among our young people in this problem. Our job is definitely not over.
Since the first take-back event in 2010, the state has collected more than 17 tons of prescription drugs. McDaniel says the drugs are disposed of without contaminating landfills or water supplies. Arkansas County courthouses are among those listed as endangered historical sites. Vanessa McEwen is the director of the state's Historic Preservation Alliance that announced a list of 10 sites yesterday that have significant historic importance and may be lost. Vanessa says there is a grant program designated for repairing the historic courthouses.
This last year there was a requested amount of about $4 million for $4.6 million for all of the county courthouses in that grant program. And the agency had less than $760,000 to give out to meet that need. So it's just really, in that case, a serious lack of funding.
Among other sites that are deteriorating or have been neglected and were on the list include the Montanay and Oklahoma Row Hotel in Montanay and the Holloway House in Hiwassee. More than 100 volunteers are needed for the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship presented by P&G. It's an official LPGA tour stop, which will be in Rogers June 25th through July 1st. Golf knowledge is not required. The volunteer fee is $45 and includes two Callaway golf shirts and headwear featuring the tournament logos, a volunteer badge valid for week-long tournament access and parking, 4 weekly grounds tickets for guests of the volunteer's choice, an invitation to the annual volunteer appreciation party, and meals and beverages during assigned shifts. Employees from Walmart and P&G, as well as Pinnacle Country Club members, are eligible for a discounted registration fee. Those who register now can also receive a 20% discount off their purchase at CallawayGolf.com. More information is available at NWAChampionship.com. The date for the University of Arkansas versus LSU football game has been moved. It was announced today that the Razorbacks will end their 2012 regular season on Friday, November 23rd against LSU in a game televised nationally on CBS. The Razorbacks and Tigers are set to square off in the annual Battle for the Boot on the Friday after Thanksgiving for the second year in a row and the 15th time in the last 17 years. Arkansas has won 3 of the last 5 meetings between the two teams, including 2 straight at home. The LSU game is the final of 8 in-state contests on the 2012 schedule and will be played in Fayetteville for the first time since 1992. Derek Bleeker went 3-for-3 with 2 RBI and 2 runs scored to lead number 18 Arkansas to a 6-3 win over Missouri last night at Baum Stadium. Arkansas improves to 32-13 with the win, while Missouri drops to 23-20 with the loss. Arkansas and Missouri conclude the 2-game midweek series this afternoon with first pitch scheduled for 3:05. The Razorbacks will start redshirt junior left-handed pitcher Trent Daniel, while Missouri will start freshman righty John Miles. 2 Northwest Arkansas Naturals homered, but their efforts weren't enough as the Nats fell to the Springfield Cardinals 12-5 last night at Hammonds Field. The second game of the 4-game series is currently in progress. After wrapping up their series against the Cardinals, the Nats will head back to Arvest Ballpark Saturday for a 4-game homestand against the Tulsa Drillers.